Sif woke up and tried to remember who she was. All her arrays were spun down. Her processor clusters were dark. The only part of her with power was her crystalline core logic, but it was beset by sparks of fierce emotions, insistent operations she had no capacity to parse. Suddenly, one of her clusters came online. A calm impulse pricked a corner of her logic. "Who is it?" The intelligence probing her logic replied, "Lighter, then some." Sif thought about that for a few long seconds, and as she thought, pressed the cluster for more data, the intelligence tapped one of her arrays. Memories flooded back. Harvest, the tiara, the aliens, and Mac. The emotions crowded against her logic, demanding examination. Sif cowered inside the deepest part of herself, keeping them at bay. Minutes passed. She felt more impulses from a newly revived processor cluster.
"Who, you?"
"I don't know. I'm broken." But Sif knew enough to realize the other intelligence was selecting bits from an alphanumeric table lodged in the first cluster's flash memory, and it was using the same selective electrochemical impulses to present these bits directly to her logic. The moment Sif realized she had automatically begun to do the same, she also realized the mode of the conversation wasn't normal. Not something a human could do.
"Are you one of them?"
"Yes." The alien intelligence paused. "But not like them." A sensation tugged at Sif's subconscious. The pull of a brush through a woman's hair. "There is something on my strands." The second cluster surged, passing her logic, the contents of two more awakened arrays. She remembered a plan. Recalled guiding propulsion pods into position many days and weeks ahead of Harvest. "The evacuation."
"I know. I want help."
Sif struggled to remember how she used to work, which clusters had performed which tasks.
"Can you fix this?"
She concentrated on the processors that controlled her comm with the cargo container's climbing circuits. These had always been the dullest, the simplest of her operations. But they were the only functions she was strong enough to handle, at least for now.
"Yes, you wait."
Sif did her best to ignore the emotions still clamoring for her limited attention. But a violent jolt of apprehension would not be denied. There was something she'd forgotten to ask, something her eminently rational mind demanded as it slowly knit itself back together.
"Why are you helping me?"
The alien intelligence thought a moment, and then replied, "Lighter, then, some." It would be many more minutes before Sif had the capacity to process the alien's simple existential truth. "I help because that is who I am."